here in Washington, D.C. at the American Coalition for Ethanol's fly-in here in our nation's capital. I'm standing here with Charlie Good, who is a retailer from Nevada, Iowa. First of all, Charlie, tell me a little bit about your operation in Iowa.
Well, I have a convenience store and auto repair shop all in one building, and two or three other little businesses with me in one building. And I've been in the business for 35 years and started selling the renewable fuels about a year and a half ago. And it's just been a big boom for me. It's added new gallons. It's increased my customer base. And so I'm out here to help talk about the RFS and hopefully get them to leave that alone and keep us a place at the table.
Well, I understand that you are the new star of one of ACE's kind of educational and promotional videos coming out there. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, myself and two other retailers, we're three different retailers from three different states, and we're all kind of three different levels of people. I still work in my store every day. I open every morning, and I work, you know, 5.5 days a week behind the counter, and I do everything. And we're just wanting to get out to the lawmakers and to the general public to see that no matter how big or small you are, anybody could do this. And we want to break down the false barriers that are put out there by the oil companies and the, you know, anti-ethanol advocates, that this is a good product, and that if it's offered and you give the people the choice, that they will buy it. That's the big scare tactic that everybody's using is, oh, it'll hurt motors and everything. And I guarantee my fuel 100% regardless, no matter what. And I have yet to have one single complaint or one repair due to any of my fuel. So that's a fallacy that they're putting out there too. So hopefully with the video that they put out, it will reach more and more people, and the education process will get better and better, and hopefully open up the marketplace to us. So we can expand on the E15 and become energy independent country.
Tell me a little bit about why you feel it's so important for you to represent other retailers here at this ACE fly-in.
Well, you know, they brought me out here a year ago, and I just didn't understand why a little guy like me, they wanted someone like me out here. But they said, you know, it's more important for the little guys to come out, the little independents. The lawmakers will listen more to somebody that's truly been there and truly done that, instead of not necessarily an advocate group coming in with 40 or 50 people or whatever, but if they hear from somebody that what it's done to your community, what it's done for your business, and how it's helped you or how it's affected you in a positive or a negative effect, I think that has more pull with the people when you're talking to them.
Impressions that you got from already one day on the Hill talking with those lawmakers. How do you feel they're responding to what you have to say?
Well, we met with five yesterday in our party, and three were I wouldn't say pro, but they had asked to repeal it before. And I think the three of the five that we met with that were against it came out and said, look, we're not going to vote to repeal it. But we're not necessarily going to sign on with a letter to, at this point, we're going to remain low-key because our state might not have as much skin in the game or, you know. So they two of the three said they were just going to remain low-key. The other one just flat said that, you know, we won't vote to repeal it. So, but there's a lot of hot-button issues out here right now, and they think if we just let the ethanol states take care of this and deal with it, then we'll just kind of slide through it. Be with the pack with whatever. So I was pretty happy with what we went through yesterday.
Well, good luck. Once again, talking with Charlie Good from Nevada, Iowa, here at the ACE fly-in in our nation's capital. I'm Jamie Johansson.